It's actually a very big day for Bitcoin today, and you can kind of see it by this candle. I didn't expect this day to go without any shenanigans on the market, because today is not only the monthly close for Bitcoin, and right now Bitcoin is up 7.75% in September, making it, even after this dip, the best September that Bitcoin's ever had. But it's actually also the quarterly return for Bitcoin. And for the quarter, you got Bitcoin up 1.39%, which is a bit lower than average. The main thing is that next quarter, we are looking on average for an 88% return. And if that happens, Bitcoin's going to about $125,000. And so I'm going to show you why I'm not really worried about this little leverage dump, but why I'm actually starting to take profits right now. Yeah, you heard right. I actually have started to take profits on my crypto portfolio. I'm going to show you exactly why I'm taking profits and how I'm taking profits, because I think that's very, very, very important. So I think we've got a lot to talk about today. On the last day of September, one day before what's going to be the best quarter of the year, definitely. So let's get going. I see a lot of people are saying dumb for taking profits. Okay, well, let's talk at the end of the cycle. I'm going to show you how I'm taking profits, and it's not a joke. I started taking profits on Friday. Last Friday was the first time I took profits in my crypto portfolio. I'm going to show you exactly why I did it and exactly how I did it. Also going to show you why I'm not really worried about this crypto dump, even though we started at 66,000 last night. And when we woke up this morning, depending on where you are in the world, 63,925. I'm using this as a buy the dip opportunity. I'm going to show you exactly why I'm so confident about that. So listen, let's get the show on the road. Let's not waste too much time. You need to smash the like button. That's it. If you're not already subscribed, don't subscribe. Do not subscribe to this channel. If you are subscribed, amazing. If you're not subscribed, don't subscribe to this channel. You've missed the boat. You've come too late. You've come at the time when we are already taking profits. This is too late to subscribe. No, I'm kidding. Subscribe. Let's get going. All right. So smash the like button. I'll show you exactly where we are. I mean, you know exactly where we are, so I don't have to tell you. It is a very, very, very important day for Bitcoin today, because right now, as it stands, we are closing the month of September. It's the last day of September. We're closing the month of September up 7.75%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you look at Bitcoin's history since 2013, this is the best September that we've ever had, even after this little candle down, Now, look, this little candle down was just a leverage flash. You can see it. We went down all the way to 63,237, and now we're starting to recover. And I believe that we'll close probably better than the 7.75%. So that's the first thing that's happening on Bitcoin. But then more importantly, we're going into Q4. This is the last day of Q3. Q3's performance was, you could say, uneventful, 1.39% up. Q4 promises to give, if we just get the average return, we're going to get 88.84%, right? If we just get the average return. And if we do that, we're talking about 125,000 Bitcoin by the end of the year, which kind of makes sense given everything that we've got lined up for Q4. So let's quickly just recap what is lined up for Q4. The first thing is, we know October to December are very good months. But then we've also got the aggressive rate cuts from the United States. We actually got the Fed officials coming out now and saying we may even cut faster if the job market weakens more than forecast. That's like the Fed is now saying we may start cutting faster to try and avoid this recession. Then you've got the elections. And I mean, hard to believe it. We're only 36 days away from the elections. And I read this tweet from Fred Krueger. It said 70,000 before the election. I think that for sure we're getting 70,000 before the election. In fact, in the run-up to the election, we'll definitely get above 70,000. Then it's going to come down to whether it's Kamala or whether it's a Trump in the presidency. If Trump wins, I'm putting my number at 125,000 by the end of the year, somewhere around there. Maybe even, 125,000 is the number that feels right between now and the end of the year. So that's another thing that's happening. There's also a lot of talk about Q4 and the FTX distributions that are happening. And I did see a lot of big accounts actually talking about the FTX distributions. A lot of them saying that the FTX distributions are actually starting today. False information. And there's lots of big accounts with this false information. The FTX distributions do not begin today. In fact, on the 7th of October, there's a court hearing. If that court hearing is successful, Then within 30 to 60 days, any account that has less than $50,000 in it may start getting distributions. Accounts with bigger than $50,000 will have to wait for the next hearing. And then if you've, and then the big accounts will only get paid in Q1 2025. So the FTX distribution is actually not something that's going to happen very much in Q4. In fact, a very small part of it's going to happen in Q4. The majority of it's actually going to happen in 2025 when it gets paid out. And remember that of the money that of the FTX distributions, a lot of this has actually been bought by claims agents. So I would say half of it's probably been already bought by claims agents. That doesn't matter because we know that the M2 money supply is increasing now. And we also know that Bitcoin has a massive, massive, massive catch up to the stock markets. You can see that in Bitcoin's history, it's always been correlated to the S&P, except for this one little period over here, which eventually will have to close. And I guess that's going to happen sometime in Q4. So regardless of this dip, I'm not too worried. Like this is a leverage flash. We're going to have a lot of these leverage flashes on the way up, specifically in the bull market. The test is how quickly they bought up. And you can kind of see the writings on the wall here already. We were at 63.2. We're back at 64,000. As I said, I think the close will be around 63, 63.5. Remember that you may get some market manipulation because you have a lot of hedge funds which are short Bitcoin because of the hedge trade. And they may want to like bring the price down. And then you've got the guys that are long wanting to bring the price up. So you will get shenanigans today. You just got to survive today. Survive today's price action. If you survive today's price action, I think tomorrow it's pretty much business as usual. So that's the first thing. The second thing that we want to look at is we want to look at the China trade because we did speak about the China trade. Don't know if you guys have been watching the Chinese market, right? That's the Chinese market up again today. So now we're talking about a increase of 30% in the Chinese market. But probably more significant than that is you can see that the entire year's losses in the Chinese market have been wiped out by this stimulus that China is increasing. Now, I thought it would be apt to show you this over here, which says, okay, so obviously the futures kept being halted to the upside because of the volatility to the upside. But I read this, China's stock market today, Chinese up 6% and 18% in 5 days. The Beijing 50 index posted a 15% intraday jump and a record of $1 trillion Chinese yuan traded in 30 minutes. The brokerages in China are actually now open 24/7 to onboard new retail traders. So there's so many people that want to onboard that the brokerages are now open 24 hours to get these people on board. And you've now got like their version of Coinbase crashing. So you've got the Chinese brokerages crashing. And I think this line is the one that summarized it for me. It feels like we're living 2020 over again. Have no doubt that this is exactly the same level of stimulus as we got in 2020. So, you know, I know a lot of you in 2020 thought you missed the pump. To be honest, I'm starting to buy Chinese equities today, even though we're at a high. I'm not putting all the money that I want to invest in right now, but I don't want to miss this 2020 style pump. If China want to stimulate the economy and they go for a 2020 style, COVID style recovery, I just want to show you what that actually looks like on the chart so that you can get an idea of how small this pump is relative. That's pretty much what the COVID style stimulus looks like. So that's what it feels like when it comes to China. And you can't discount that when you get a combination of the US cutting rates, you've got China with full-blown COVID style stimulus. There was that one risk on our radar, which was Japan. And we kept saying, look, what if Japan start tightening because they don't want inflation? But now we've got the exact opposite happening from Japan. And what the Japanese are saying is that they want to do an accommodative monetary policy. Now, I don't know how they're going to manage that because they're going to land up with a lot of inflation. But what is quite clear is that the risks of any of these people tightening has pretty much gone out the window. And now what you're seeing is an environment where the US is in a loosening monetary policy. China is in a loosening monetary policy. Japan is basically saying adaptive monetary policy. Hard to be bearish in a time like this. You know, sometimes it's just that simple. Sometimes you don't need to look at anything. And I think the one chart that's like pretty much spelling this whole thing out is the gold chart. I was looking at it earlier, actually. Let's quickly go to gold. Gold's basically like, gold's a simple trade here. I mean, it's slightly down on the day, but just look at this chart. It's pretty much that gold is the simple, simple trade. I don't think you need to be looking for too much. So that's my thesis. I really believe that Q4 will deliver. I'll tell you, I think that Q4 is definitely going to deliver. I mean, as I said, as this tweet says, a Q3 candle closes in less than 24 hours. Q4 candle is an average return of 88.8%. That would put Bitcoin at about 125,000 by the end of the year. Now, imagine if Bitcoin goes to 125,000 by the end of the year, what happens to the altcoins? Like, just think about what happens to the altcoins. So I think Q4 delivers for sure. Tell you another thing that actually did deliver. It is the last day of September. And on the last day of September, we've got to take a look at the calls that were made on Frontrunners, right? So, I mean, just look at these calls that were made on Frontrunners. So Vista, we came out in profit. MicroStrategy at $122. Coinbase at $153. Drift at 31 cents. Monkey Ball at, I think we gave it at 0.16. It's a doubled. Cetus at 0.006, which is now almost tripled. This is the list of the calls that we actually made in Frontrunner this month. So very proud of the team. I think we've got only profitable trades, and currently we've got open trades. So 100% of our trading has actually been profitable. Remember, if you want to join Frontrunner, there is a waiting list. But if you want to get in, there is a list. You just go to here, and let's just quickly go to here. There is there we go. So you can go here and you can just sign up onto the waiting list over there. There's no more money back guarantee. We did the money back guarantee. For those of you who didn't grab the money back guarantee, tough luck for you. I read this. This is also quite cool. This is from a guy. His name is Rich Soon. And I guarantee you the guy is going to be rich soon. His name is Rich Soon. He says, I've learned a lot, but this is the most successful cycle ever for me. At Frontrunners leveled up my game. Thank you, Kapoor, Irishman, run this channel. This Chanel is a game changer. This channel is a game changer. He's going to be rich soon. Anyway, let's get back to it. So I'll show you why I'm not really worried about it, even though we're having a slight leverage flush. We're going to get a lot of these leverage flushes as we go up. It is part of the bull market, right? But look here. You do have, since March 2024, the trend of Bitcoin has been down. You've got a lower high, a lower high, a lower high, a lower high, a lower high. And then you've got a lower low, and a lower low, and a lower low, and a lower low. But we've actually broken that structure now. So here is the first higher high for Bitcoin and the first higher low for Bitcoin. So from a trend point of view, it seems like we've broken that structure at the moment, right? We've broken this downward trend. And now I think what we need to do is just make sure we don't go below this level over here, but hard to believe we'll get back to 53,000. I just can't see any reason why we'd go back to 53,000. So this is just a leverage flush, and get used to it, because you're going to have a lot of these leverage flushes. It happens all the time, specifically in this market, and specifically at a time where the volumes on the exchanges are so low. Because remember that the retail investors aren't here yet. So the volume on the exchanges is very, very, very low. And when the volume of exchanges is very, very low, you're going to get a lot of these leverage flushes. So I think this is just a normal leverage flush. I think that the 64,500 is a good level. As Cold Butter Chiller says, he says, in this kind of market structure, all dips are still a blessing. Manage risk, be a buyer, risk, reap the rewards. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'll show you. I've taken two more positions, which I'll show you. Actually, three more positions. I like Crypto Jelly says, last day of the quarter, first day of the week, October starts tomorrow, and the weekly market structure just flipped firmly bullish. He's talking about the weekly structure in terms of the higher high. Yeah, let's just quickly go to the weekly just so you can see it on the weekly. Makes it a lot easier. You can see there is the higher high on the weekly. So he's very happy with that. He says, dips are for buying. And then he says, congratulations if you, he says, Bitcoin about to have a bullish weekly market structure again after 6 months of moving sideways and down. Congratulations if you stuck to your plan throughout the storm. October is almost here. Bring on profit-taking season. That's what it's called. This part of the market is actually called profit-taking season, believe it or not. It does seem early, but I'm going to show you how I've started to take profits already. Another change in market structure which we saw is this. We saw Bitcoin dominance actually break down from a trend that it's been in since July. So from July, we've been in an upward trend for Bitcoin dominance. And we've just broken the upward trend for Bitcoin dominance, as you can see over here. And that shows that this could be the time for the altcoins. You would have seen it in the bubbles today, right? Because when Bitcoin actually went down earlier, what you would have noticed is that a lot, usually when Bitcoin has been going down, all the bubbles have been red. But not this time. This time it's been very different. You can see that Bitcoin went down, but a lot of bubbles actually went up. So Arweave's up 8% above $23. Athena up 11.something%. We'll talk about that in a second. Phantom is up. Wiff is up. Beam is up. There were a lot of other ones that are up. Let's quickly go to the next 100. So Altlayer is up. We'll talk about all these ones that are actually going up. So the reality is that it looks like this is like really the beginning of the big upward trend. And we have had, like, if you look at the month, just look at this month on Bitcoin, on crypto. You've got like big tokens like Aerodrome up 100%, Sui up 115%, Tau, which has become almost like a proxy for the AI narrative in crypto. It's like the Tau is the AI play in crypto at the moment. Phantom up 62%, Say up 62%, Rune up 32%. If you go to the next 100 over here, you've got, okay, let's just quickly pop Nairo, because I'm not in Nairo. Oh, Josh, the people of Pulse and Hicks said I removed the bubble, which I did. Now, how do I get it back? Go to your menu. You know, for the people who are in Pulse and Hicks, the reason why I removed the bubble was because it was so big and it was just blocking my view. Go to the menu, yeah? Which
top right.
Top right, this one, yeah? Oh, hidden tokens, okay. Okay, I must unhide that. Okay, and I must unhide. Get a lot of hate if you hide those tokens. Anyway, so you can see that in the last month, we've had an amazing week, month. And this is before retails actually come in. Look at the volumes on the exchanges. The volumes now in October were at an all-time low. Not all-time low, low since December 2023 when we moved sideways. That is where we are. Look at the Coinbase app rankings on the App Store. This is your ultimate guide to see when retail are coming in. And right now, you can see that the Coinbase app, well, let's just find the Coinbase one. Okay, so Coinbase ranking on the App Store. In the finance category, it's number 33. But if you look at it, Coinbase ranking in the App Store in the US, I mean, we're pretty much nowhere. Let's quickly just expand this window over here. I think it was like number 400, 431, 447. That will tell you when retail is actually coming in. That'll tell you when retail is actually coming in. Just for 2 seconds, can we just speak about Coinbase? Because I saw a lot of FUD on Twitter. I don't know if it's FUD. It could actually be in FUD, right? So I don't know how many of you in Coinbase got this warning. Should be a friendly reminder. It's not really a warning. Crypto sends restricted as part of a precautionary measure to protect you against potential loss. We have limited your ability to send crypto until 28th October 2024. Amazing. Great. Just go a quick reminder to you guys that this is a reason why you never hold your coins on exchanges. Because one day when you want to get your coins off the exchange, even the biggest exchange, Coinbase, they can just restrict it and then you don't have access to your coins. If you're in crypto, you're in crypto because you want to be keeping you want your own sovereign money. You shouldn't be keeping coins on exchanges. Now, I said this to you guys before, and I'm saying it to you guys again. If you want a big package, especially the guys, if you want a big package, until the end of this week, if you buy the new ledger, which is this thing over here, okay, it comes in a massive package, and everyone will talk about how big your package is. But inside it is the most incredible, beautiful ledger. You can see that's the ledger over there. So it really is a piece of art, this thing. If you want one, order it below using the link below. And when you order it, here there's a link below to ledger. And if there's not, please tell them to put a link to ledger. Tell them to put a link to ledger. Here it is. There is one here. Now, remember that if you order it now in the next week, order one and you may get two. Because we're just like throwing a second one into a whole lot of the thing. And you'll walk around with a really big package, which is like a lot of people like will comment about the size of your package. When I went to gym, I told you I had the package on me. And people are like, wow, your package is so big. I was like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Anyway, remember to order your big package and you could get a second package absolutely free. In the meantime, what you need to do is you need to look for tokens with relative strength. And there are a lot of tokens with relative strength, right? So you've got, Anna, if you want to get your man a big package, then you know what to do, right? Because you don't need a big package. You don't need a big package. So you got Sui, which is not stopping. Sui is absolutely, you know what, I tweeted, it's 25% away from all-time high. I actually tweeted about this yesterday, and I actually, like when I was writing this tweet, it was like half funny, but actually half like not so funny, like not haha. Because I said, so I tweeted and I said, first I said, ETH is like my ex, Sol is like my wife, Sui is like my mistress, right? So like ETH, like the ex, like I don't even take her calls anymore. Like I've broken up with ETH. Don't take her calls anymore. I wish her well. I wish her and all her friends and that whole circle of friends, I really, really, really wish them well. But I'm not taking her calls anymore. I've chosen to put her behind me and ignore her. She's not, like, it's finished between me and her. Sol is my wife. I'm very happy in the relationship. I mean, amazing. And Sui is like this naughty mistress, right? She's like this naughty, sexy mistress. That's exactly how I feel about Sui, right? In this case, my wife's actually quite happy with me to hold the mistress every now and then. She's like, in this case, my wife's happy about it. Sol's very happy for me to have a little bit of Sui. But now, there's also another one. So you've got my mistress, Sui, also has a twin sister. But the twin sister's not as naughty as Sui. And that's Aptos. So it's almost like I've met this like mistress, and then she tells me she's got a twin sister. So I meet the twin sister, not as naughty, but sexy, but not as naughty, right? So that's the story. By the way, Aptos made an announcement today, funny enough. In partnership with RD Technologies, will transform Hong Kong's stablecoin landscape. So they are making waves in Hong Kong. So that is kind of like how I'm positioned in the cycle. The majority of my layer one is sitting in Solana at the moment. I've broken up with my ETH. I mean, look, the reality is I still have some ETH. I know I said I was going to sell them all the other day. It would be irresponsible of me to put more money into Sui. It would be irresponsible of me to put more money into Solana. I can't put more money into Aptos. Where do I put the money? So until I know where to put the money, and I'm not putting the money into XRP, okay? Because XRP I'm not going to say it because then the show is going to be banned from YouTube. I'm not going to say it. I was going to stick to it. Another one which is doing really, really well, and I took a position here, is Injective. It's showing a lot of great relative strength. Very, very good relative strength. They also tease something for the 1st or the 10th, which is tomorrow. Helix. That's tomorrow. What you're also seeing now, interestingly enough, you are seeing the high FDV tokens actually start performing. Now, what that's telling you is that the market is basically saying, someone says he's rock hard now. Bro, you're tuning into the wrong show. You're supposed to be on Pornhub for that. And you know what's going to happen at the end of the cycle? I'll tell you what's going to happen at the end of the cycle. People are going to take this tweet, right? And they're going to say, I'll tell you exactly. I can already see the tweets at the end of the cycle because I know what you guys are like, right? At the end of the cycle, when everything collapses, and rest assured, everything is going to collapse, because if Solana could collapse from 260 all the way down to $8, rest assured, anything could collapse, right? So you know what's going to happen at the end of the cycle? There's going to be headlines, right? And you know what the headlines are going to say? The headlines are going to say, man, crypto YouTuber gets fucked by his wife, his mistress, and his mistress's twin sister all on the same day. That's what's going to happen. You know that. That's what's going to happen when the market collapses. Anyway, we'll talk about the market collapse a bit later. That's not what we're talking about right now. Anyway, now you've seen that. Come on, you've seen those memes where they have like Pornhub and then they have like a picture of me and it said, man gets fucked by his wife, his mistress, and his mistress's less naughty twin sister. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, by the way, happy birthday to Hardus. Hardus, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. Hardus. He works very well, very hard here in the background to make sure that we have amazing picture, sound, etc. He's the AV guy. You've met him before. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday. We wish you all the best. He makes this happening. He makes this the stream possible. Josh thinks he makes the stream possible, but it's actually Hardus. So What's happening now is that the markets basically said all these low float high FTV tokens, they were hit so hard that the market's actually like starting to forgive them now. And you're starting to see them running actually at the moment. So you've had like Saga actually started running. Just look at this. I'll show you. Here it is, Saga. Saga USDT. Yeah, you can see it here. Had a little bit of a run. See, picked up, had a run from its bottom. I mean, if you would have bought, it's gone from $1 to $2.70. By the way, we're investors in Saga, just so you know, ahead of the Cosmos ecosystem thing. Athena also had a great run. Now, the reason why Athena's had a great run is one, because it was hit from $1.53 down to 18 cents. And that's a 90% dip or 85% dip. But also because the Athena USD stablecoin is becoming one of the most powerful stablecoins out there. Number one, as I said to you before, if you trade on Bybit, you can put your capital in the Athena USD, and then you're earning interest at Athena rates whilst getting the upside of your leverage trades. That's big. But also today, we had a proposal for the Ethereal Exchange to approve a new spot and perpetuals exchange built on USDE. Now, this is why it's such a big thing, right? As Jose says, he says, the first application of Athena chain has just been announced. It's called Ethereal DEX. If the proposal passes, Athena stakers will receive 15% of Ethereal token supply over. So it's becoming like the Athena chain and the Athena stablecoin is becoming like a big new thing in crypto. And so I think this is quite a big thing to pay attention to. The other one, which, I mean, I can't believe I'm paying attention to this, but we have to pay attention to it, is the strength that XRP is showing. Now, a lot of people in the XRP community will say to you, look, XRP has done very well. It's gone from 38 cents at the bottom all the way up to 69 cents. I do want to just remind you, though, if you are an XRP bull, that XRP is now exactly at the same price that it was in June 2018. Literally, if you've held your crypto for 2018, 2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, six or seven years. That's where you're at. But no jokes. I do see the XRP army all over my timeline with the most ridiculous comments. I mean, look at this. XRP partners, BTC partners. But I mean, look, no. I mean, you got to be bullish XRP. If it breaks up above the 62 cents level, it could actually go somewhere. Maybe to 63. Who knows? Anyway, let's carry on. Gearbox also starting to move again. This time it's moving because what they did was they unlocked all of their tokens. And they said, look, we're not playing this high FDV, low float token thing anymore. So we're just going to open up all of our tokens pretty much. And that's really what's happening. And that's why Gearbox has gone from 4 cents to 7.7 cents. And I think it's going to go up only from here, to be honest. So that's one that I think is really going to do well. Another one which is flying is Baked. I told you that once we break the 16.7 cents level, it's up to 30 and then it's up to all-time high. We are making a big announcement on Bake tomorrow. Here you can see the announcement. It's at 5 o'clock South African time tomorrow. There's a big announcement coming out. Faded at your own, what's it called? Faded at your own risk, at your own peril. At your own peril, that's what it is. Yep, okay, cool. Let's talk about what I wanted to actually talk about today. All this, I spent 28 minutes talking about a whole lot of things. I just wanted to get to the point. Here's the point. I mentioned that I started taking profits last week, and I did. I started actually taking profits on my crypto portfolio. Now, you may say to me, why are you taking profits so early in the cycle? And I agree. It's super, super, super early to be taking profits. But I also want to remind you that I've been here for 3 cycles. And in the 3 cycles, I've learned one thing, right? I've learned that this, from October, it is actually what you call profit-taking season. I've also learned that this market goes up really, really, really quickly in this part of the cycle. You can see that's where we are in the cycle over there. That's literally where we're at. And I know the market goes up really, really, really quickly in the cycle. But I also know that if you don't take profits on the way up, you never know when the end of the cycle is going to be, right? And so when the market dumps, I don't care how much money you've made on the way up, It all matters how much money you keep when you leave the game completely. It's like when you go to the casino. You know, when you count your profits, you don't count your profits while you're still playing at the table. You count your profits when you leave and when you get into the car and when you pay your parking ticket and you drive out of the boom at the casino. That is when you count your profits, right? not halfway through the cycle. I keep saying it. It's the it's like the tortoise. So these guys actually, by the way, reenacted it, right? And it's actually true. The tortoise and the hare. Now, the tortoise just continues to take profits, continues to invest in the really smart things. And the hare, well, he's like up and down and chasing every little shiny object and meme coin. And I mean, even in the real life enactment of this thing, the tortoise eventually lands up winning, right? So it's not only a story or a fable or whatever they call it. I mean, look, I mean, you have to push the bunny at the end. Anyway, no animals were harmed in the making of this. Although I know in Portugal, like, bunnies are actually quite a delicacy. Like it is. You can eat, what do they call it in Portuguese? A bunny? Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I also know that if this cycle is going to be like every other cycle, then we've got about 400 days left in the cycle. Actually less, 380 days left in the cycle, right? So it's just over 1 year left in the cycle if this cycle is like every other cycle. And so you may ask yourself, well, if you've got a year left in the cycle, well, why are you taking profits? And again, like, the main reason for me to take profits is because I remember last cycle, yeah, diamond hands, baby, diamond hands. I'll show you where diamond hands got me in the last cycle. I was diamond hands on Solana from $200, $261 all the way down to $8. I was diamond hands. And now I'm diamond hands all the way up. And even with my diamond hands, I still haven't got back to the all-time high price. So I'm quite realistic this cycle about actually taking profits. And when I say taking profits, I'll show you what I mean about taking profits. But some money is out of crypto completely and some is just into things. Now, when do you take profits? I read this and I think it's so brilliant. I think it's such a brilliant tweet about taking profits. Okay, the biggest sign to yourself that you should take some profit. You often calculate your net worth in dollars. If you calculate your net worth in dollars, then your only value is how much money you have in dollars. If you're sending crazy gifts about the market to your friends, take profits. If you find yourself looking up expensive things online that you ordinarily wouldn't be looking at, probably time to take profits. Believe the market has no downside. I love this one. Start quitting your normal job. No, looking up Dubai residency requirements so that you won't have to pay tax. That's what this one is about. And then feeling invincible. I'm a king. Life is good. That's a good time to take profits, right? And you can take this like on a normal thing. And I found that this is the ultimate in terms of when to take profits. If you are taking a screenshot and you are posting a screenshot of the profits that you take, it's time to take profits, right? I have a lot of screenshots from April that I sent to a friend of mine and I didn't take profits, and my friend hasn't heard from me since April. Haven't sent him anything since April, nothing, not even hello. So embarrassed. I had a portfolio that was valued at $2 million. I used to show that portfolio to you. And then, well, it's not there anymore. I mean, it's almost back there, but still, it's not where it used to be. So I started taking profits last week, and this is how I started to take profits. I told my traders that I want them to take like a percentage of a Bitcoin every single week from the altcoin portfolio back into Bitcoin. And so that gave me a framework of how I'm taking profits in the cycle, right? The first thing is I'm doing two things. One is I am deciding how long do I think this cycle will actually run. And my thesis is that we got another 1 year in the cycle, 1 year and a little bit more, 60 weeks in the cycle. Okay, one year and 8 weeks in the cycle. Then I have decided that I want to exit about 50% of my portfolio, and the rest I'm happy to keep invested in Bitcoin and altcoins. Okay, so I've made two things. One is how long do I think the cycle will be? And second thing is, look, I know that everyone will say to you, look, you don't really want to be in US dollars and whatever else. I agree. But the thing is, you also don't want to be all in on crypto, because as I said, I love the fact that markets go up, but I also have been here twice when markets have come down. And I just want to show you this. Look at this market over here. I was here. I rode this market all the way from here to here. It was a 35x on all altcoins. Can you imagine a 35x on all altcoins? I'll let you in a little secret. I rode this cycle all the way up and all the way down. And when I got down to the bottom, I had less money than when I started. Why? Because I didn't take profits. Why? Because I convinced myself. In the next cycle, I thought I'd be smarter. And I was a little bit smarter, but Luna caught me off guard. And Luna, my biggest bag, went from $150 back to zero. And Solana, my second biggest bag, went from $260 to $8. You know that. Why am I showing you this? Because Solana is probably the best quality altcoin, and it was the best quality altcoin that you could ever, ever, ever have. Right? And it went from $260 to $8. That just shows you that when a crypto market collapses, it hits hard. And I don't care how good your coin is, it's going to hurt. And that's why I say, rather have some money in USD than have it all in crypto. And so I developed a framework of taking profits. Now, you don't have to follow the framework exactly, but you just have to follow the thinking in the framework, right? So someone says, respect for your honesty. You know, I'm an open book. When I lost money, I lost money. I also know that the amount of money that you have on paper today means nothing until you get it out of the altcoins, which probably will all go to zero when the market goes down. Until you get it all out of altcoins, all out of meme coins, and you put it into Bitcoin, Solana, or US dollars, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. It's bullshit. It's valuations on a screenshot. It's valuations on paper. The only time that you've actually got profit is when you leave the casino, you pay for your parking ticket, you get home, and then you take your money and you start counting your money. You sit in the car and you start counting your money like this. Okay, so profit-taking strategy, framework. Here's how it works. I said there are 60 weeks left in the cycle, right? Now, look, I could be wrong. I said that I want to exit about 50% of my portfolio. Okay, but I don't want to exit. I don't want to be exiting a lot here. I want to be exiting a lot here, right? So I've broken it down into 60 weeks. Okay. Every week, I'm cashing out a certain amount. In the first couple weeks, very small, less than 1%. In the second weeks, in the first 5 weeks, less than 1%. That means in 5 weeks, I would have cashed out 0.5% of my portfolio. It's nothing. But then it starts to increase a little bit. And after 15 weeks, which is by the end, let's say by the end of the year, let's say there's 15 weeks left just for shits and giggles, okay? End of the year, is it 12 weeks? It's 12 weeks, so 13 weeks. By the end of the year, I've cashed out, let's just quickly sum it all up. Okay, I'll have to do it manually because this thing's giving me a count as opposed to a thing. Let's just have a look here. Yeah, let's just quickly do 13 weeks equals sum. There we go. I would have cashed. For God's sake. Okay, let's just. Oh, God. Okay, amazing. It should work. Okay. Anyway, 4%. I would have cashed out 4.5% of my portfolio by the end of the year. And so it goes on. And as we get later in the bull market, I start exiting more and more and more. You see, like in this week, I'm exiting 1% a week. And as we get towards the end of the bull market, I'm exiting at 2% a week. Now, that all adds up. This all adds up to 50% of your portfolio. So if you sum those up, you get 50% of your portfolio. Just move Nick's tweet, Nick's comment. There we go. You can see 50% of my portfolio has actually been exited. Now, what am I exiting into, right? Last week, I exited into Bitcoin. I had a great week on Aerodrome. I made 100% on Aerodrome. I made 3,000% on Cetus last week. It was all in front runners. If you weren't part of front runners, I'm sorry. And I took those profits and I just put them into Bitcoin. And I landed up buying myself like a certain, I don't want to give the numbers because you'll know exactly what the numbers are here, right? But I landed up telling the traders to buy a certain amount of Bitcoin and just put it into our Bitcoin stash, and we'll never see that ever again. Now, in the early stage of the cycle, I'm taking my profits into Bitcoin, Sol, and Sui. Later on in the cycle, I'm starting to drop Sui because Sui is still quite... Remember, Sui is the Solana of the last cycle. And remember what happened to Solana. I'm not saying this is going to happen to Sui, but you got to be prepared for all eventualities, right? As we get later, I'm starting to put my profits into Bitcoin and Sol only. Then I drop Bitcoin and Sol, and I go into USD or Bitcoin. And then in the last part of the cycle, the most aggressive part of the cycle, the part of the cycle where I'm cashing out about 20% or 30% of my portfolio. I'm going into USD. You can see I'm just going into USD. Because the truth is that when the market crashes, and it will, because it happens every single time, and every single time we say it's never going to happen again, and then it does, right? Look what happened to Bitcoin. Even our darling Bitcoin went from $69,000 to $16,000. Now, when that happens, like, I want to sleep well at night. And I'm going to be so rich anyway that it doesn't actually really matter, right? And so at this point, where I'm taking the most aggressive part of my profits, 30% of the profits, I'm putting them directly into USD. So by here, about 30 to 40% of my profits are in USD. Okay, 30 to 40% of my crypto portfolio goes back into USD. I've still got 50% of my portfolio invested. Most of it's invested into BTC, Sol, maybe Sui, and we'll keep adding into a whole lot of others. But you see, like, again, you ask me, what did I take? Why did I take profits last week? Man, 3,000% on Cetus? What, you think I'm not going to buy myself a Bitcoin just to celebrate? Okay, I mean, Cetus is not going to go up forever like Bitcoin. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't want to take the chance. I had an amazing week last week on Aerodrome. What, are you crazy? I'm not going to take a little bit of my Aerodrome. Like, doubled my money on Aerodrome last week. Are you not going to take a little bit of that money and just buy yourself a Bitcoin and put the Bitcoin under the mattress? Sorry, not under the mattress. Bitcoin you put in the package. Put it into the package. Oh, this one's branded. This is my. You know why I had to brand this? Because people kept stealing my ledger. Anyway. So that's the framework. Basically, what we're doing here is we're managing risk. Beginning, a little bit. Little bit. Then a bit more aggressive. What's 0.5% of your portfolio every week? And you're not putting it, you're not getting out of crypto. You're just putting it into your safe crypto bets. It's nothing. And then we ramp it up. We ramp it up until we go aggressively. And at the end of it, we've got 50% of our portfolios in very safe crypto coins and 40% of our portfolios in cash. And we're happy and we're rich. And then we take a two-year break and we come back and we do the same thing over again. So now you know exactly how it works. By the way, if you want this framework of taking profits, join Sheldon Sniper School. It's the last day. You have 1 day left. Literally, you have 1 day left to join this free Sniper School, which I don't think there's a link in the bottom, but there will be a link in the bottom in about 1 minute. 59 seconds. 58 seconds. 57 seconds. Josh? It's okay. So there will be a link. It's literally, you have 1 day to sign up to this free school. He teaches you as well how to take profits. Maybe a slightly different framework from mine. Anyway, I will see you guys again tomorrow. By the time we see each other tomorrow, we would have had the quarterly close and the monthly close. Let's really just look at how it's looking on the quarterly and monthly close. All right, so we're still up like 7%. So still the best that we've ever had. Let's watch how the bulls fight the bears for the next couple of hours. And tomorrow, it's back to business as usual because it's a new close. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.